You'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if you'd remain standing, Pastor Howard Love will give the invocation.
Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. We thank you for those who are willing to serve in civil government. We thank you for this community. And Lord, in this meeting tonight, we pray that there would be perspective, there would be peace, there would be calm, there would be integrity, truth, and understanding, that as a community, we would leave here as one, knowing that you have been present. So guide our leaders, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. All right, you all have to be seated. Clerk, if you can call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
And John Spotlow is absent, and Brad Ward is absent. And Mayor Leigh Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, barely. We'll move on to the minutes of the last meeting. Anybody have any?
I approve the minutes of the August 23rd, 2022 meeting.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on, the treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown.
The only thing I have is our last meeting we discussed consolidating three accounts. We did do that. We closed two, put them in the third account, renamed it the water tower, as the monies in it are going to be used for repairs on the water tower in the future, and we moved the $5,000 as discussed and approved from the Music in the Park account to the tourism account. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Anyone have any questions of the treasurer? All right, thank you. I skipped over the clerk's report. We'll go back. Cindy, do you have
The only thing I have right now, I ordered the dumpsters for the all-town cleanup.
All right, very good. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
I have nothing to report at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Engineer's report, Mr. Blavick here. No? Public comments and petitions. Anybody from the public wish to make a comment? All right, moving on. Moving on to committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward is absent. Water, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Mr. Long?
We're getting ready for winter and we need a couple of heaters around and get a couple heaters and I have it pretty busy right now with ground keeping and then long getting loaded. So we get a break while we're going to review our heating system around the building.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Tourism, Ms. Paschal, do you have anything for us?
I just wanted to let everybody know the movie was a success here, and there's going to be another one in October. We'll make sure everybody knows. And there's like 25, 30 people here, so that was pretty good for our first movie.
Very good, very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Still working on the cleaner roast. So.
Very good. Thank you, Kim. The tax increment financing, Mr. Spotlow is absent. Citizens Committee, Amanda Sutton.
Hi.
There you are.
We're continuing to work on collecting applications for the housing rehab grant. So I'd like to have all of those turned back in by September 20th. So I'm going to be following up with anybody that's shown interest and hasn't submitted their application. The only other update is we will be looking at September 15th as announcement day for the grant to fund multiple paintings on sites of buildings, the murals, so I'll should have an update next week about that. And then by September 30th, we'll also submit for the Oswald Grant, which is through the Iowa Department of Parks, or Illinois Department of Parks and Recreation. And that would be to continue what we submitted last year, which is the resubmission for our net park upgrades.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Moving on, the Christmas Committee. Mr. Kenny Hickey, do you have anything for us, sir?
Yeah, parking came through for us again this year. No less than as many trees as we need. We just got to pull up there. We had two trailers last year. Hopefully, we'll have to have three trailers this time. Price did go up a little bit. We went up from $25 to $29.99. Last year we charged $5 extra on top of that, so it'd be $35 this year per tree. That's about it for right now.
Okay. Thank you, Kenny. Moving on, Public Works Report. Evan Palmer, what do you have for us?
Recently we just finished up Catholic Cemetery Road. For that, I'd like to thank the employees for the help they put in on helping us spread rock and work on the ditches, as well as Lewis County Township and Richard Chambers. And thank Tristan, too, for coming out and mowing those ditches so we can work on digging and cutting the brush. But that's all I have.
Thank you, Evan. Catholic Cemetery Road looks very nice.
Yep.
Very good. You guys did a very good job. It's a good start. All right, moving on. We don't have any unfinished business. Our new business resolution for IRS code section 125. Cindy, would you like to explain that to the council?
Yeah. Regarding our IMRF, two of us have Aflac insurance, so it's pre-tax. It's a pre-tax deduction, so we just have to do this resolution so we can continue doing that. One had never been passed, so that's what that's regarding.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I need a motion to approve that.
Somebody make a motion for this resolution?
I need a motion for this resolution.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. We have to have a roll call vote.
Mm-hmm. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Motion carries. Next, moving on, the police department's requesting a new radar gun. Officer or Chief Merrill, you want to tell the council what you want to get?
Yeah, I want to get a new stalker, mobile, and in-car radar unit. One that's currently in the car now is dated and unable to be repaired at this time. Made multiple phone calls, somebody's got the parts to fix anymore, and so this is the newer model, and this one is $1,000 cheaper than the in-car model. So this can either be in the car or used mobile.
Do you have a price that you think you want?
The price was, I believe, $2,087.
All right. If nobody has any questions, we can have a motion to approve this purchase.
I move to approve the purchase of a new radar gun for the police department.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
All right, motion carried. Moving on, I'm going to set a Halloween trick-or-treat night date of October 31st from 5 to 8. Cindy, do you have anything to add to that?
No, we just usually set it about a month ahead so people can prepare, and I added in there 31st is on a Monday, and usually we have it from 5 to 8. So just need a motion to, if you guys want it that night or a different night.
All right. We get a motion for that.
Kim.
A motion from Kim.
I second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
The motion carries. All right, moving on, Cindy, you want to discuss the next one or explain the next one?
Yeah, next one is the tax abatement ordinance for the general obligation bond. It's a $135,000 bond that was issued in 2014. And this has to be done every year. It's the interest on this bond is tax exempt. So we have to pass this ordinance and it has to be filed in the courthouse so it can be, the tax be abated. So the amount's $15,900. So each year it's a little bit less. And this is then paid off in 2024. So I just need a motion to pass that ordinance.
Make a motion to pass the ordinance.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Oliver and Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Motion carries. All right. Moving on. As some of you may know, last Wednesday, I began being contacted by phone and email from media organizations from as far away as Chicago about my involvement with the Oath Keepers. I did not respond to any of the media's inquiries because I do not work for them. So I am here today to explain my involvement to you. I was introduced to the Oath Keepers at a political event and signed up to receive information to learn more about them. On its face, it seemed to fit my values. I have taken an oath to defend the Constitution, this country, and its citizens more times than I can count. I have devoted more than half my life to the service of this republic, this county, and this city. I swore this solemn oath before God when I joined the military, became a deputy sheriff, was elected the mayor of Smithfield, and when I was elected the mayor of Lewistown, just to name a few. And as God is my witness, I am prepared to reaffirm that oath here and now. I, Doug Layferry, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. This is the oath that all military, law enforcement, and elected officials recite. As I stand here today in front of God, I do more than simply recite it as some form of ceremony. I profess this oath freely and without reservation, and I intend to honor it until the day that I am rejoined with my Father in heaven. The media and political actors have decided to attack people who take the oath seriously and claim that the very people who swear before God to protect this nation, its most sacred documents, and its citizens somehow pose the biggest threat to those very things they have sworn to protect. These actors have one intention, and that is to divide America and push her citizens to distrust and be fearful of each other. I am here to say enough is enough. I will not participate in this division-based scare tactics used by the media. It is not good for America. It is not good for Lewistown. We all know each other. Many of you have known each other for decades, if not your entire lives. We share in each other's joy and pain. We celebrate each other's good times, and we are there to help with the rough spots. My God teaches me to love my neighbor as if he was myself, and I would be damned if I stand by and allow any group to come into our midst with the intention of dividing us and turning us on to each other based on artificial political lines without speaking out. In my time in the military, law enforcement, and as an elected official, I have never asked anyone their political affiliation or what group they belong to before I attempted to help them in their situation, because I didn't care. We're all Americans, and I take the lessons taught in the Gospel of Matthew to love my neighbor as he was myself, very seriously. So if you ask me, do I take my oath of office seriously? The answer is an unapologetically yes. And I feel that all elected officials, military and law enforcement, should take that solemn oath as seriously as I do. Thank you. I have nothing further on this matter. The only thing we have left is a presentation of bills.
All bills properly endorsed should be paid.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
All right. This time I'd like to ask Pastor Howard Love to say the benediction. All stand, please.
Lord, thank you for being present with us tonight. We again thank you for our elected officials, our first responders, and the people of this community that contribute to the well-being of this community. I thank you for each one of us who are here as we work together to make this a place to live, to move, to have our being. We pray that you would be our guide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, we have a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll second.
Meeting adjourned. Thank everyone for coming. God bless you all.